Our gospel today provides all of us sort of a wake-up call. As Jesus kind of steps away from his teaching in the abstract, as he so often did in his parables and the ones that we've recently heard in Matthew's gospel. And instead, he inserts himself directly into the traffic of our daily lives, first when he asks his disciples the question that could be asked on any street corner, workplace, or home today. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? But then he follows it up with a deeper personal question that we can't easily turn to public opinion for an answer. But who do you say that I am? In our world today, we find ourselves constantly looking for affirmation to questions we have. Opinions are instant, identities constantly negotiated. We even find answers to our spiritual questions sometimes customized to fit what goes along with mainstream society or public opinion, just so we fit in. However, that's not what Jesus asks of us. He calls for a more personal, solid, and concrete response from us rather than consensus with the popular opinion of the day. He calls for a faith that's not just repeated, but one that's revealed, confessed, and lived daily in our lives. And so we see in our gospel today, Jesus first draws attention to how people often form their beliefs based on what they hear from others, as evidenced by the disciples' response to his initial question when they responded, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Jesus' initial question to them regarding who people say isn't intended on shaming the disciples' curiosity, but rather, it's meant to uncover a potential problem. When God simply becomes a topic of discussion as opposed to a person to be met and encountered, we end up living our lives and our faith secondhand based on the popular opinion of the day. Jesus, on the other hand, wants to free us, enable us to speak the truth. And as a result, he doesn't end with that first question. He follows up with that second question, "Who do you say that I am?" Of course, in Peter, we see evidence of his humanity and the tension and how he responds when placed in various situations where his faith is called into question. Peter, that same disciple we heard in today's gospel, make that confession of faith with his response, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," still shows that he too can stumble because of his human weakness. For example, when he denies Jesus three times, and also that very human response when Jesus speaks about to his disciples of his pending passion and death, and Jesus has to rebuke Peter with his remark, "Get behind me, Satan." So, okay, is it okay at times to be confused and question and have questions regarding our faith? Or should we never be confused? Well, the point is, don't let that confusion become the final authority. Jesus offers us a firm foundation, rock solid, not like the shifting sands of, "Well, everybody says this or is doing that," we hear in public opinion. For reassurance, we can turn to Scripture, specifically in today's second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, where he proclaims to us the depths of God's riches, wisdom, and knowledge. God's ways are clear, deeper, and surpass anything that current popular opinion may throw at us. So what does this look like for us today? How should we respond? Well, in our world today, when we're constantly being bombarded and identified by slogans, our surroundings, or the latest trend or popular opinion, Jesus is asking each of us to stop outsourcing our response to the question of, "Who do you say that I am?" Our faith can't just be an emotion, a response, or an action on Sunday, or how we respond in conversations to those we encounter. It must be an act of will and of our hearts. Our faith calls us to more than just a job. We believe that each person does have a vocation or a particular calling from God about how to live their life and build up the kingdom of God. And while that can be done through your jobs or your daily life, it's also about the way we live our lives all the time. We must be living examples of our faith each and every day. Our confession of faith needs to become our daily direction, not simply words we utter. It needs to shape the decisions we make, our relationships, the way we face any suffering that we may encounter. If we believe that Christ is truly the Son of the living God, then we must not treat our lives like they were only material or temporary, allowing our egos and others to shape and rule our decisions. We can't treat our conscience as if it's negotiable, and our hope can't be treated as optional. So how do we do this? This coming week, try three practical responses. First, confess Jesus deliberately at the beginning of each day, saying out loud to anchor your heart for the coming day's actions, echoing Peter's confession in today's gospel. Jesus, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Then ask the Lord for the grace to let your confession of faith shape one specific choice you'll have to make that day. Maybe it's how you speak to someone, or how you deal with a temptation you're confronted with, or how you respond when your plans that day seem to collapse all around you. Make your confession of faith visible each day in how you forgive, how you speak the truth, how you carry your life's burdens, and how you obey God rather than succumbing to the pressure of others. Our confession of faith is meant to have consequences. Next, choose one act of reverence toward Christ's church, something such as being truly present at Mass, as opposed to simply going through the motions, or participating in some way with a committed heart in the ministry and life of the parish. And finally, seek unity of your mind and heart. The collect in our Mass today prays that God will unite the minds of the faithful so that they will love what he commands, desire what he promises, so that amidst the uncertainties, hearts may be fixed where true gladness lies. And that gladness, of course, lies in Jesus Christ. This prayer is a request for stable priorities in our lives, especially amid all the distractions present in our seemingly today unstable world. So this week, let your faith be more than just talk. Walk that talk. Through your actions, however small they may seem to you, make it become a confession of faith that steadies your life, relying on trust in Christ's church, one that opens doors for us to God's infinite grace and mercy and refuses to be beaten down by the discouragement and all the busyness that surrounds us in our daily lives.